Hey there, folks. Today we are going to be talking about the number one important thing when it comes to planning a podcast for your business, which is finding the optimal listener that's going to be the exact person you're going to want to target with your podcast. Hey, everybody. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy. Let's dive into it. We're going to be talking about the very most important thing when it comes to planning a show for your business, which is really getting a very solid understanding of who you want to target as a podcast listener. You'll see this all the time. People will just get started with the show and they'll think, you know, I just want a podcast to the same audience my business has been targeting for the last, umpteen years. And it's not a very intelligent approach. So what I'm going to teach you is a much more straightforward approach to get the exact optimal listener that we want, that's going to bring us the most profits, to bring us the most engagement with our show, that we're going to be able to help out the most. So this is what I call the four-question lucrative listener test, and you can find it down below this video or at authorityengine.com/listener. It's a very simple four-question test that will help you find out who your optimal listener is, whether you have a business or not. So I'm going to go through the four questions with you. And this is specifically if you already have a business. If not, give me a second. I'll get to your questions in a quick moment. All right. So the first thing that I want you to think about when we're using this test is to think 2 years into the future. Don't think right now. Don't think in the past. I want you to think 2 years into the future in a very optimal scenario to answer these four questions. And the first question is, who is it that already buys your most profitable or your highest profit products and services? Question number two is, who buys your products and services again and again and again from month to month or week to week or year to year? Okay, now question number three, who is the easiest to work with, as far as clients or as far as customers? Who is the easiest to work with and who actually shares you and your content, your products, services, coaching, advice, whatever, with their network? And then question number four, who gives you the most satisfaction to work with or to sell to or provide your product or service for? So those are the four questions. And when you answer those four questions, then I want you to look at the overlap. What are some groups or some target customers to where there's some serious overlap, and your target optimal lucrative listener should fall into at least three of those categories, if not all four. So if you do not have a business going yet, here are the four questions that you're going to want to think of. Question number one, who in your audience or market or niche already spends a lot of money? Not necessarily who has a lot of money, but who already spends it and is happy to do so. Number two is, who in your market or niche could most benefit from your expertise? Number three is, who could you see yourself developing a product or service or membership for in the future? And finally, number four, who is it that you get the most personal gratification, or that you think you would get the most personal gratification through working with, or the people that would give you the most personal satisfaction to work with and help them get to the next level, whatever that may be. So this is the four question listener test, lucrative listener test, to help you find those perfect optimal listeners. And this is quite honestly one of the most important pieces to planning a podcast, because until you've got this part figured out, you're missing a whole lot of the other pieces. So again, you can download a quick guide down below that will walk you through those four questions. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, you can find it at authorityengine.com/listener. All right, I'm Ben Kruger, and this has been another episode of Authority Engine TV. I encourage you to come back, because next week we're going to have part two of this listener piece and honing in on who your listener is and how you're going to provide for them.